start Chav Gimel on the base. The two dots for Chachamim Aymim, the cast of Ideyats, mate.
I'm sorry, that's Chav Gimel on the Aleph.
Sorry, I apologize. Chav Gimel on the Aleph. 23A, my guess is 2, but I'm not sure, it might be 3. No, it's always 2.
The top. 3, the top of 3.
Top of 3, okay. Chachamim Aymim, the cast of Ideyats, mate. Yes, I'm sorry. I apologize. Limit Ayayim Lazech and Nishmas Isha Blima Bashrib Nayach, the day of a yard site. May the learning be a schusser and a shama sponsored by your children. Mr. and Mrs. Rabbi and Mrs. Yesh Garsim Yanki Klein. Chachamim Kesavai Day Atzmai. That you could, the Evid can use his own money. Now, the Gemara is not going to get involved how he has his own money till later. But at this point, he's using his own money. That the Gemara, because why they ask me any day, I'm like, why can't others? Am I? Even if the Evid is not aware and he has not agreed to it, but Mikdi Shemanalu Rabbanim Tamishchusu she ate him mitakus adaber lecheres. Rabbanim hold that every Evid, every normal Evid, wants to go free. Therefore, it's a schus. Betanina, and we learned in the Mishnah, this is a schus. So why can't somebody else use their money to redeem him and act as a schus for the Evid? If you're going to tell me, the Atzma, it doesn't mean only by himself, but it means also by himself. And the Rabbanon are just telling me it's possible for an Evid to have money. The chayyur the dig is only through acherim naidei atzmai. I have a kaimel on the gita v'yadah koim kechon. Maisim b'chol yom Rashi says that we say gita v'yadah koim kechon that an eved can accept his own shtar shikra. To say that the rabbanon argue on it and it's only shittas Reb Meir would mean we go like one opinion against the majority. We don't usually do that. V'chitayim amayadei acherim afayadei acherim. If you're going to answer that Idea Acherim means also Idea Acherim, because Reb Meir had said only Idea Atzmai, so the Kamash Mlon, the Schusu Levit, she had to be talking about the Cheris, and the Chiddush would be that it is beneficial for an Evid to go free. Yochin Evidu with his Ninu. So why doesn't the Mishnah just put it together? Because the Mishnah, Bein Idea Acherim, Bein Idea Atzmai. And that would tell us anything. Obviously, by splitting it up, something is Dafka here. Ella talked to Gemara, there's 3 opinions in our Mishnah. That's what Rabbanan hold. And they hold the same way by Shtar. They also hold Bein Aydei Atzmai, Bein Aydei Acherim. And the next line in the Mishnah that says B'Shtar Aydei Acherim, that is Reb Shimon ben Elazar talking, who doesn't hold the Gita V'yad Ben Gevan. He holds like Rabbanan that it's a schus to go out. He holds like a mayor that an Evid cannot have money. And he also disagrees with both of them, and he says that an Evid can't take it to the other Bangrechon. So according to him, money can only work Idea Acherim, maybe, maybe not, we don't know. But for sure, yeah, maybe works only Idea Acherim, like a mayor said. And Star can also only work Idea Acherim, because there's no get to the other Bangrechon. So the Mishnah is splitting. When the Mishnah says, Chum Mem Mekasa De Atzmai, period. And the truth is, Shtar is also Idei Atzmai and Idei Acherim. Then when the Mishnah says the word of Shtar Idei Acherim, that's not the Chachamim speaking, that's Rav Shimon ben Elazar speaking, who does not hold the Gita V'yad de Ban Kerechas. Shtar Idei Acherim, that's Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that's Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Af Shtar Idei Acherim, that means he agrees to a mayor of Kesav is also Idei Acherim, there's 3 sheets. Amar Rabbah, my time is Reb Shimon ben Elazar. What is the reason, Reb Shimon ben Elazar? Why don't we say Gita V'yadah Bo'an Kechad? Come along, let me ish. My ish actually has to get Lushul Shayna Shalai. It has to go to a shush that doesn't belong to him. My favorite number is she has to get Lushul Shayna Shalai. A woman does have a yad to a certain extent, whereas an Evid has no yad. So we can't compare it. So the comparison has to be, it has to go to somebody that has a yad. Not to come right to buy a rabbah. Rabbah asked a shayla. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Evid Kanani, Mashiach, a shliach, l'kabel gita miyad rabbi. Can an Evid Kanani become a shliach to accept a star shichrur for, can he appoint a shliach to accept a star shichrur? From here to Rishai to bring a raya that tzchiyah can work without shlichas, because we're having a shaila about shlichas, but we said clearly that somebody else can accept it out tzchiyah. So the question here comes, does he have the power of shlichas? The Rishai to bring a raya from here, the tzchiyah doesn't work mitam shlichas. Taisa is a shita that tzchiyah is mitam shlichas, needs to be answered from this Gemara, just pointing it out. Given the Gemara Lala Meisha Kiisha, that Isha can make a shliach. The Isha, the Matzi Mekabel is Gita, she has the ability to do it herself. Shliach Nami Matzi Mashmi, she can make a shliach. Ever the Yilu Mekabel Gita. Ever, according to Shimon Bar Lazar, cannot be Mekabel Zgat. Shliach Nami the Matzi Mashmi. Basa the Boy Hadar Basta. After he asked the Shaila, he came to the conclusion, Gamal Olam Isha, that he can make a shliach. Fektik, Mekish, Fektik, Mada, Amar, Rukhuna, Bein, Rishua. Rukhuna, Bein, Rishua said, Hani, Kani, Shluchas, Rachmanin, Inum. The Kohanim worked for the Rebbeinu Shloim. If somebody makes Hanoah, and might do Hanoah from a certain Kayan, the Kayan can be marked with carbon. We don't say the Kayan is doing something for the owner. Kayan's not working for the owner. The owner is over. He handed it over. He's added a picture. Nobody's working for him. They're working for the Rebbeinu Shloim. And therefore, it's not considered the Kayan giving him pleasure. Because if you would say the Kohanim are working for the Yid, how could they do something we can't do? How can they be a shliach? But now, according to what Rabbi said, is that a fact? He just said that an Eved can make a shliach, even though the Eved can't be Mekabel's own star shechur. So we see that that rule, that a shliach can't do what you can do, is not true. And for the Gemara below, there's no comparison. So the Shaykh of Taurus Kabbalah's Klau. We have zero, I shouldn't say we Israelim, have zero to do with Kabbalah's. Evet Shaykh Begitin, he is Shaykh, the acceptance of Ishtar Shikhrim, but he just can't do it from his own owner because he's the pocket of his owner. The Tanya is written at the Varim, Shaykh Mekabal Gita Shechaver, Miyad Rabbi Shechaver, right? Shimon can give Reuven's Evet Ishtar Shikhrim for Shimon's Evet. So we see he is Shaykh to the Parsha. So therefore, it's not called Ile Matzi Evet. Not because he can't do it, but because he's not out of the Rishus, and therefore it's not a comparison to Kahuna. Now the question is, why does Rav Meir say an Eved can't have money, and the Chacham say an Eved could have money? What is that machlokes about? That is my name of Balkam Iflagit. Rav Meir said, Ein kinyan l'Eved b'lei Rabbi, Ein kinyan l'Isha b'lei Baila. An Eved can't have a kinyan without his master. And a woman, just like a woman, can't have a kinyan without her husband. Rabbanan says, "Yes, kinyan levin loy rabbi, but yes, kinyan yishu b'lei baila." The havamina is that a woman, an eved, can be kinyan something for himself. Zog the gemara, "Amar Rabba Moshe, she's the kula amay kinyan levin loy rabbi, and kinyan yishu b'lei baila." Woman cannot be kinyan something, and that's, you have to be clear here. It's not a perfect analogy. A woman can be kinyan something that her husband has no rights to. He's not kinyan the item. If a woman makes money, buys a field, yarshens a field, whatever it is, it's hers. It's only, he has a right to the payrus. Right? If he says, she says, Aini nisainis v'aini aisa, she can keep her maisi adayim. It has to be invested in something that he gets the payrus from. So it's not really Ein King Elisha b'loi baila. A husband can give his wife a present, and she is kainet. Whereas a master gives his eved a present, it's not kainet at all. So the analogy is not 100% equal. It's equal in the sense that automatically the husband has his rights. Automatically, an eved is the master has the rights. Whatever the degree of rights are.
What is the din of metzia?
That's how Ava goes to the husband.
Otherwise,
she'd be kind of metzia.
No,
correct. The woman would have to give it to her. That's why I didn't give the case of metzia. Even though without Ava, theoretically, she would be kind of a Matsya and she would have to invest it in Nixim Alok. Except, because of Ava, she doesn't even get that. Somebody gave it to her on condition that the master has no rishus. Meir Savi Gemalik Kni Kani Eved Kani Rabbi. It's automatic. Somebody Amanasli Klum Kamar can't change reality. The Eved cannot be Kaina. Rabbanu Savi Kim Lamad Amanas Anulei Tnoi. He can give it to the Eved under condition. Rabbi Lazer Amar Kolki Agav the Kulam Alei Kli Kani Eved Kani Rabbi. No, everybody would agree that an Eved cannot be Kaina even with a condition. He never gave it to the Eved. that use it to get your freedom. It belongs to the one who gave him the present till the master takes it. It never becomes, he never gave it to the Eved at all. It's like the Eved is just a delivery boy. I'm not even calling him a shliach, a delivery boy. He's delivering the money from person A to person B. He's just a delivery boy. The mayor said, "I'm going to leave Kni Kani Eved Kani Rabbi. I'm going to have a nice little club coming late." But he's not giving it to him. So I'm going to have Menashe Tetz by Lecheres. Therefore, the Eved can have money, but it's not really his money. But it's like his money because the guy gave him the permission to go redeem himself with it.
We're calling that all you answer.
Correct. Frank Digamar, Rabbi Dramer, Dramer. Rabbi Drabanon, Drabanon. We have a contradiction to Tanya. Ain't he supplied the Meister Shani below Chemish? A woman cannot redeem the Meister Shani of, we think at this point that it's her husband's Meister Shani, and she has to add a Chemish. She's considered Maestra. It's considered as if he's doing it. Shimon Lazar, Shimon Meir, he should pay the Meister Shani below Chemish. Because she's not considered like he's doing it. Now, obviously, the machlokes is, whose money? Whose money is it? It's her money. Then she's being played. That's the Havamina. She's played it with her money. She's a stranger. If it's his money, then she's using his money for him. That's the owner. The husband gave her money. So that's the husband. Tara said clearly that only if he uses it, but if his wife redeems it, she's considered a stranger, if she uses her money. Now, how a woman would have her own money is not so simple. Rashi says, Nixim alug, but Tysus is bothered because he has a right to Paris. So she can't use her Nixim alug to redeem Miser. So Tysus learns that the husband gave her a present. If her husband gives a woman of his wife a present, then it totally belongs to her. But the Tysus said clearly that she's not considered the owner. So what would be the machloikas? Rashi's shot needs a lot of hefsmer, because Rashi seems to say that the woman is using her nixim alug to redeem her husband's meiser. He has rights in the nixim alug to get the payrus, and now she's using it for something. What right does she have? And for the Gemara, Elalav Kaigam, the Akhnal Achamon of Amalav Nashi Tifti Bersa Meiser. And Remeir is the one that says it's considered her money. And Rabbanan is one that says it's considered his money, which is the opposite of what they said by Eved. And for the Gemara, Rabbaya Epuch, Enochinami. Change this price around. The Rabbanan says it's considered her money, and Rameir says it's considered his money.
The case is that the woman's doing, a man's giving a third party's money.
Yes.
Giving the money.
So yes.
Exactly like the Eved.
Correct. Rabba Amad Lai Lai Epuch. Vahacha B'maisid Asim Skinan. This is Meiser that she inherited. It was already Meiser Sheni. She inherited it. And the question is it hers? If it's hers, so then it's his. If it's not hers, so then it belongs to Hegdish, and anybody who didn't donate it can redeem it without a chaimish. He never gets it. She never gets it. Belongs to Hegdish. They have a right to eat it in Yerushalayim, but that's theirs, that they're redeeming the Meiser that he separated. He didn't. And therefore, that's why she can use the money that she got, that she has.
Rashi stresses that she's using the Baal's money.
Correct. Even the Baal's money.
Even
the Baal's money.
But doesn't it have to be doctor the Baal's money?
Why?
Because it's somebody, this is hers, and this, she's the, he's the Acher Klapi. He's the Acher. His money is the Acher Klapi, her.
It's not hers. She inherited. She doesn't inherit it. It's Hegdish.
Her father
separated.
He doesn't get any of
it. Either does she.
No.
She doesn't own it.
Okay, so then why can't she use her own money?
She doesn't have her own money.
The Eved goes out b'shem v'ayin and Rashi Evarim shenim chayzrim. Tips of Evarim. Bishlo b'shem v'ayin k'sivi. Rashi Evarim inolon. So we learned that from a mamatzino, a comparison. Dumi the shem v'ayin. Ma shem v'ayin mumen shebegalui, it's revealed woman v'ayinu chayzrim. Of kol mumen shebegalui v'ayinu chayzrim. Frek the Gemara v'ayim and Eved shem v'ayin k'shnei k'sum abon k'echot. Kol shnei k'sum abon k'echot v'ayim melamden. Why don't we say the rule of shnei k'sum abon k'echot, which means if the Torah repeats itself unnecessarily, We could have learned it out from one. The Torah wrote it twice. Tell me only here, not anywhere else. So the Gemara Tzricha, Dikas Rachman, it's not unnecessary. One would not have taught us the other, so we need both. Dikas Rachman is Shein, I've been up to the Shein, the Cholim, even a baby tooth. Kas Rachman Ayin, which means it's something that doesn't come back. Because of Ayin, I've been a Mash, Ayin Shein Divri Imai, Kol Shein Divri Imai. Kids born with an eye. I'm ashamed that grows in later, Loi. Tzricha, that's why I had to write both. Therefore, we learn out everything from these two. Frek to Gemara, Ve'em, Makiyak, and Klau, Shein, Vayim, Prat. Klau, Prat, Eim, Klau, Mashim, Prat. When a general statement, an inclusive statement, is followed by an exclusive, it's only the exclusive. Shein, Vayim, and Bidiak, and Eloi. That the Gemara, Lachav, Shein, Shechan, Nuchasir, Klau. Klau, Prat, to Klau, Yatad, and Akena, Prat. We compare it to the middle. Ma, Prat, before his woman, should be called, Ve'en, Ochaisen. Of course, woman, should be called, Ve'en, Ochaisen. It stops a certain chore, certain thing that the Eved could do. I've come from Shem Galu Ben Chayzer Batam Amalachdai. Alam Atanya Talush Miskein Nevedudu Bayetzem. If he grabbed his beard and dislocated his jaw, Eved Yaitzem Amalcheres. Even though there was no malacha done anyway beforehand, that's what Rashi seems to say.
What does that mean? No
malacha was. Nothing is being impeded. Nothing was happening before that's not happening now.
So how did we get Batra Malachto? What made us get that extra
I'll get to you in a minute. After Gemaya Chav Shishachana Ribuyahu. In fact, I'll just do a few more lines. Ribuyahu Atul Akal Yadav Atzamsa Vasarva Lachzanami. So if that's the case, even a temporary wound. Lamatanya Kal Yadav Atzamsa Vasarva Lachzanami. Ain't ever yet. So Harris. Can you say, Vai Mandalay, the Pratim, the answer is as follows. Whenever I make a comparison, right, I have to look for the major characteristics. So we thought there were two, but there's really three. Shein v'ayin are telling me anything similar to shein v'ayin. So I go through the characteristics of shein v'ayin, and whatever meets that characteristics is included. Now, batum malachte happens to be a characteristic of shein v'ayin. Can't ignore it. How did we get mumun shebegali? How did we get...
It must have been something that we... Because... What was missing...
Because we only said two of the three.
No, I'm saying, you said two in the beginning. It must have been because there's something wrong with...
No, it's not true. No, that's exactly the Gemara's gasha. No, I disagree with that.
In Chayzun is not almost similar...
Now, means it doesn't come back. That's all I mean.
So, Chayzim
means you have to have. Means there was something you did that now can't be done.
If it wasn't doing anything to begin with, then it's not considered.
Don't think my right to turn around on. The Kulun Evadir Yatim and Becharis the Tsaroch Yachikur, the Rev Shimon. Shimon holds you need to get chikur. We'll find out why later. Remeir me'ein etzarech, v'azor me'tzarech, v'tapir me'ein etzarech, v'kibir me'tzarech, ha'machriyim l'fnei ha'chachamim, the ones who made a compromise, I'm remnirin to river of tar from b'shem v'ayin sh'atar v'zich z'alai, that's biblical, but the river of kibir sh'ar v'ayim, hayo k'nas chachamim bo, it's rabbinic, v'ek the gemara, k'nasu, k'ri akoray to v'shinan, we darsh him sukum. And for the gemara, elo hayo medrash chachamim bo, it's a drasha. Now, the way we explained it is Rabbeinu Tam's way, that really biblically he doesn't need a Shtar Shechrur, but since it's not Beferish in the Pasuk, it leaves himself open that people will accuse him of being an Eved, so for his benefit, Chazal made a Takona that he needs a Shtar Shechrur. Frek the Gemara, my time is Reb Shimon, Yaluv Shaluach Shaluach Me'isha, Ma'isha B'shtar, Av Eved Nami B'shtar, the Chavshi Shachenno means the way you send the woman out, you have to add a Shtar Shechrur. So the Shein V'ayin takes away the money, and the Shtar Shechrur takes away the Isser. Rameir, Iksiv Chavshi Lubasai, Vishachan Luchavshi Kedagamran. Hashem Dukhziv Luchavshi Shechan, Avle Chavshi Mikara. He goes free before the Shachan. Tana Rabbanan, he called Aina Vesama. You hit him on his eye and blinded him, Ha'azna Vecharshai, on his ear and you made him deaf. Eva Jaitzim on the Cheres. Neged Aina Vena Raya, Keneged Aina Vena Shemei. You didn't touch him. Ain Eva Jaitzim on the Cheres. Amar Rav Shem Rav Ashi, remember the color Lav Klamu? Isn't the color his kayach? So his kayach blinded the guy. So why shouldn't he go free? And I can prove to you the kayach is considered a kayach. They said that Rabbi Bar Cheskul Tanya Gershon should write Shalavik Litzchukas with Tapkabite and make noise. With Shavim Shalom Nesek Shalom going like Sumchas that Kaikai pays Nazak Shalom. Yom Ragait Ramabe Rav, so should son of a horse that neighed, Hamar Shinar, a donkey that brayed, Misham Rukalim Techabayas, Misham Chatzin Ezek. Is a raya that Kail counts. It's only because of Tsrairus that it only pays Chatzin Ezek. Amaloi Shiny Yodam, keeping the Bardasu, Iomavis Navshe. We don't say the Kail did it. The person could have controlled himself. His react to fright is what did it, and therefore we don't consider that the owner did it.
What is Rav Yosef? He does bring the same cases as Rabbi Yechezkel.
So,
what should we? What is he saying that we didn't know from before?
I mean, why do we have to bring two?
Yeah.
Don't know.
I mean,
I don't know. Answer. I answered you. I don't know.
Don't think that someone holds his putter, right?
Yeah, I'll let you say what you want. I don't know. Right. Is it Tanya? It's not a Brysa. Rabbi Yisrael is not a Bairo.
Isn't he bringing a
Brysa? Rabbi Yisrael is a Brysa, and Rabbi Yisrael is not a Brysa. Except one's Sumchus and one's Rabbanon. Because the time I was very bottom in the other Mikhail Dina Shemaim, okay, to talk about the Kharsha Potter, absolve the talk about if you touch him, the Kharsha Chayiv, then you consider it like you did it. Turn around on her.
What's the difference? I don't understand this yesterday.
I'm glad you didn't.
No, since you're holding, that doesn't change the.
Yes, you do. That means he couldn't control himself from not reacting. Turn around on her.
Before he couldn't react?
Yes.
What mean he couldn't...
Holding him changes the formula, the what am I looking for, the case. Holding him makes it that now he can't control himself. He's being held. Hit him in his eye and he blinded him and he darkened his vision or he made his tooth loose. Still functional. He doesn't go free. It was kihuya, and he blinded it. She never needed to do the vebila. It was functional, but it wasn't great. If he could have used it, so you can need both cases. Yashmin and Hakamarsa, the Mikoyan Hirabari had a good eyesight, Rashna Hirakisha. I'm not going to be Mikoyan Ami Hirakisha, name of life. Yashmin Hamashim the Samuel Gamri, he blinded him completely. I was not something of a Shicha. But if you're Madaik in the cases, if he took him from functional to non-functional, he doesn't go free. He took him from good to non-functional, he goes free. Took him from weak to non-functional, he doesn't go free. He goes free from weak to nothing, or from very good to non-functional, but not in the other case. Tana Rabbana. Hashaya Rabbi Raifa. The master was a doctor. And he was going to do medicine in the eye. The summer, doctor Lishinai, going to clean out his tooth. Bevila, sichas b'adam b'yatzal mecheres. He laughs at the master and he goes free. He has to have intention to do bad. Rabbanon, hi v'shichas amay avdalim. Before the Tanya, bless Rama Shoshi Yod l'meishim chasav v'tzimah. Stuck his hand into the womb of the shivcha and ended up blinding the fetus. And Tysus explains because there are two things there. Number one is because two things. Number one, he was mechavim l'refua. Number two, he wasn't even mechavim for the eye. So there's a double reason he doesn't go free, and that's what Rabbanan agreed to. Right. The guy was blind and he knocked it out. Over here, it's not bottom of Malachtai. So here the question would be, it's not bottom of Malachtai. There it says, my time in Mechusar Averhu. It's a new thing. Mechusar Aver equals bottom of Malachtai. That's to see from this Gemara. Because he couldn't see anyway. So it wasn't functioning at all. Just knocked out a non-functional eye. But making the Eved a Mechusar Eber is considered making a Mum.
I think they said that his function, his other things, it affects his body. Is that a true statement?
I have no idea what you just said.
No, but being Mechusar, something the doctor might know. Being Mechusar and Eber, does that affect the rest of his body?
Is there a difference to a person, Rachmana Lutzlan, that can't see at all, to a person who has the eye there and not there? I don't think so. But I'm not a doctor. Maybe psychologically he'll need a therapist more, but I don't think anything else.
I'll have to put something in there, a glass eye, to make it protrude at the eye socket.
Maybe. Again, it has nothing to do with his functionality.
I didn't say functionality, I'm saying it affects the rest of his body.
Which way? That it's non-functional? That what?
That he's not able to do other things.
Why?
I'm asking, that's why...
The doctor shook his head no.
I don't know if he understood exactly what I said.
Trust me.
Trust me. What I said?
Yes.
I don't understand what I said. How can he...
And also, that's probably true.
If you don't understand what you said, why did you say it?
That's like too obvious of a question. Dr. Gemara Vayit Tana Tuna, Thomas the Zacharias with Behemoth, Vain Thomas the Zacharias Bifus. Yahu Yavsha Gapa, the wing dried up, became withered. Nikta Ragla, Nechta Tayna, Tamalam, and Benoivaloi Kalor. Amrav Chibrashim, a rabbi, Sli Yaseris, the Chatzchad had an extra finger and he cut it off. Ever Yitzman Lacheris, Amrav Hunavush, and the Sparas of Rav Yada was together with the rest of the fingers. Sabbath and the Zunya Lasla Pirka of Chizda. The Sabbath and the Zunya did not come to the Shear of Rav Chizda. Amalei Rav Nuna Zil Tzeninu, go tell them to stay home. Also, Amalei my time and also Rabbanu Lepirka, so he came and asked them, why did you come to the Shear? Amalei, am I nicely, why should we come? The Bina made Mosul and Pashal, we asked him questions he doesn't know. Amalei, me visa, me noy, me divalei pishtinu luchu, did you ever ask me a question that I didn't know? And he's my Rebbe. So, boy, me ne avich a sorcerer, Rabbi Bebeim. He made him impossible to procreate, but it's still there physically, but it's severed. The mum should be called Ami Eloi. Have you they didn't know. Amalei Mashmech, what's your name? Amnuna, Amalei Lam, Amnuna, Karnuna. We would say, according to Rashi, they said, you sit in the stores, you sit in the corners, and waste your time. Also, the comment of Chiz, Amalei Masnitsa, by Menach. It's a fair Shabraisa on a Mishnah. It's not Esther, Rabbah, Rosh, Nevoim, Chodom, Shabazam. Kulam, Eim, Matamim, and Shemichra. They're not Matamim, Shemichra. Eluhain, Rosh, Etzbo, Shidai, Raglayim, tips of the fingers, and the toes, Rosh, Esnayim, the ears, Rosh, Achaitim, those Rosh Hakviya, private part of a person. Rashi Dadim Shabisha and the tips of a woman's breast. Rabbi Mav Shabesh. Tani Allah Bakulum Abajaisalam Bakeris. Rabbi Aimafa Sirus. Rabbi said even Sirus. But Nazar Mafalosh Amamar. And now we still haven't brought the Raya yet. Rabbi Aimafa Sirus. Sirus the Mai. Elam is Sirus the Gid. Is it cutting off a piece of the Gid? Severing the Gid? Hainu Gviya. Allah Rab Sirus the Bayim. That it's still there. But it's severed. Yeah. Rabbi Aim have a serious period.
Is it cutting off the gid? Does that make him not able to procreate?
Correct. Don't think about it. Rabbi Aim have a serious Rabbi Lashon Loi. Rabbi doesn't hold the tongue. Remember, I'm showing Masav and Nitzas all pins. Rabbi Aim, he's it's good enough. The cold revealed. Hamleiz, my love, I'll show you now. The more I'll swell self. Of course it's open. Now the time is in the Chalim Swasei. Hold it tight. Kamash Malon did not. I have a Tanya Alushayna. The Brisa said the Rebbe said Alushayna works. Why Tanya? Shenitu Reva Losh and Rebbe Emir Reva Medaber Bushayna by the movement of an animal. And the Rebbe Emir Sirus Uloi Miboy Losh. He holds Sirus and Losh. Benazir Emir Losh and I have a Sirus Loi. My Af, I Benazir says Af. Akamais is going back on the Tanakama. Yehochi. The Kad made the Benazir Beresha. So why don't we put Benazir first? So the Gemara Tana Shamalu the Rabbi Vekava. First he heard Rabbi and he put it into his Brisa. Shamalu Benazir Vitani, he added it. But in order not to confuse people, Mishnah Lozazim Kaima, he did not move the Mishnah from its place. And we will start again Mishnah tomorrow morning from Umar Amar Ula. Everybody should have a wonderful day.